have we just assumed that because last year Rashee Rice eventually became the one that Xavier Worthy is just going to do the same? Because
there's some of that for sure, I think, in the fan base. Yeah,
because I don't think we should assume that. I think
is this an old you make an ass out of you and me situation?
Yeah, like, I think there's
that's a
chance.
That's a classic teacher one.
I think there's a chance, but man, I'm not sure that he just suddenly becomes the number one or number two production guy in the offense. Number one production is probably Kelsey. Number two, are we sure that's Xavier Worthy? I know we want it to be because he's a rookie. He's fun. Why not? I think, at least for tonight, isn't there a decent chance that the number two guy in production is either Kareem Hunt or, yes, Justin Watson?
Okay, so that...
I'm sorry, but
that is a horrible sentence you just
said. I don't
think
it is. If the team wins, it's not a horrible sentence.
Okay, that's fair.
It's horrible for your fantasy football team. I'm sorry for those of you.
I don't care about that. I didn't draft any
chance. Not you,
thank God.
But whoever out there. I think there's a chance. It is still week five. And let's be honest, Xavier Worthy's not the route runner that Rashee Rice was already in his career. I think Travis Kelce gets more of those routes tonight. I think we could be sitting here tomorrow saying, wow, number one in production was Travis Kelce, Kareem Hunt, and Justin Watts.
Okay, so if we're talking total yardage the rest of the season, Travis Kelce is number one with a bullet.
Yes.
I mean, I don't even think it's a close competition. He might win it by 500 yards. I don't know. Now, total yards is different, right? Because the running back position can obviously garner from both areas of the field, so maybe it's not that big of a blowout. But from the next closest wide receiver perspective, one and two are Kelce, and then, yes, the lead running back of this team, which is now apparently Kareem Hunt, even though he didn't do it. If you made me then guess who is the third most productive player on the team, I would still take Xavier Worthy. Now, I don't think it's a blowout, but the truth is, Sky Moore, Justin Watson, and some of these other, Jared Wiley, Mecole Hardman, I've seen them in this offense when they are complementary pieces, and none of them ever surpass a 400-yard mark, 450-yard mark. Mecole in the early days was doing like 600, but that was a long time ago. So, like, I just think that they've kind of proven their caps. If you made me guess a guy who took the third most total yardage away from Xavier Worthy, I would actually guess Juju Smith-Schuster. I have seen him be a near 1,000-yard receiver for this team in moments like that. While I think his knee, I don't think, is exploding anymore, whatever Albert Breer's
report
when he was describing it that way. He has proven to me that at the peak level of his contribution in this offense has been better than the peak level of Justin Watson,
sure,
Mecole Hardman, Sky Moore, et cetera, et cetera. So if I think there's a guy who takes it away, I think after all this, it's Juju Smith-Schuster. If you told me the rest of the way, Juju Smith-Schuster was the third most productive player from an all-yards perspective, all-purpose yards perspective, total yards, whatever, yeah, I would say it's him. But I'll actually take Xavier Worthy because I do think that the deep passing game coupled with Mahomes, they'll find a few. And when you find one for 60 every four games gold, that juices up your stats. But if you're saying a game-to-game thing, who they throw out the most? Juju. I think the receiver they throw the most targets to over the next 3 months is Juju Smith-Schuster. That, I mean, I was not planning on that at any point this year. When they signed him, I thought he was the fifth option. But I think he's now the new number one wide receiver.
I think there's a chance, fast forward a month from now, that Worthy, for example, is more of a factor. I'm just talking about tonight. Who do I think is more likely to have the production? I view Juju and Justin Watson in similar regard in terms of they both strike me as the guy that is a third down, is a third and seven. Travis Kelce is not an option. And who do I trust to right at the sticks, not give me a lot of yards after the catch,
but get where he's supposed to go.
The reason why I think Watson right now, I hear you on Juju, you're not wrong at all. A couple years ago, he almost had 1,000 yards. So we never saw that with Justin Watson. Totally true. What is interesting about Justin Watson, when you don't have Hollywood Brown, when you don't have Rashee Rice, somebody else other than Xavier Worthy has to stretch the field. And who is
and
more
Watson's been
who is
that
most
guy.
Likely to do that? Someone
Watson.
Might say Mecole Hardman, but
no,
I agree with
Justin
you.
Watson.
It's Justin Watson because we saw it. Last year, Justin Watson ended up with, I think it was 83 targets or something, 53 catches maybe for 500 or something yards, or 400 and something yards, I'm sorry.
Because they used him for a while they were waiting for Rashee Rice to catch
I think that could be in play
460
tonight.
460 yards on 27 catches last
year. On 53 targets. I had it reversed. Okay.
I was like, I don't think he had 80
53 targets, not 53 catches. Okay. So I could see for a week or two that that's the plan, especially before the bye week. Then bye week, we'll see what Andy magically creates, and all of a sudden it works. But I would go Kelce, Hunt, and then Justin Watson as like who I think are the three biggest production guys this evening.
Are we sure that we shouldn't consider a tight end? Andy Reid tipped his hand. Jody Fortson is back on the active roster.
Okay, hold on.
I'm just saying.
Yes, he might have two catches and a touchdown. That's true. Is he having six catches for 80 yards? Hell no.
I didn't mean him. I just meant they've tipped their hand in the sense that I think they've made it clear they are planning on using some big personnel more than they were planning on using going into the season.
Are we back to 14 or what? 13?
I think it's actually more likely than it was 2 years ago. They had wide receivers then, Gold. They don't now. And so, I wasn't like all aboard the 14, 13 personnel train at the time that it was being made a huge deal
at
training camp.
One back, three tight ends, one receiver. Let's go, baby.
No, I just think that they'll rotate their tight ends more than we have before, especially in the red zone. So, it could be that their plan is just to use the tight ends more. Yep. And maybe it's not, and I don't think it'll ever be, you don't either, that Xavier Worthy, I don't think the number two guy is going to win the job by much. Remember I just said Travis Kelce has it by a long shot? I don't think the second guy in receiving is, I think he's 150 ahead of the next guy? There's not going to be some large gap between two and three, three and four at this point. They're just going to spread it around to those guys.
So while we're talking about the tight ends, and I agree, I think there's a chance we see more of them go with that three tight end set, especially in the red zone. Whether it's the benefit in the run game or obviously have all of a sudden we get a nice mismatch with Jody Fortson or whether I'm always cautious. I give you a hard time with this with rookies and like, hey, man, remember they're a rookie and it's Wiley. Only week five. Are you surprised, though, that they went out and brought back Jody Fortson, who knows the offense? Okay. Knows the offense. They obviously always like
Jody Fortson more.
And yet, yeah, they're basically, I don't want to say leapfrogging, but it kind of feels they like are. That. Jared Wiley, I think it's Andy Reid. We just know in this offense how long it takes to earn the trust of the coaching staff. It takes a long time, and maybe Wiley's just not there yet, and that's why we're seeing.
Jared Wiley has one catch for 7 yards. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can joke about Jody Fortson production on the show if we want. It was better than one catch for 7 yards every time he was on the field. He was targeted more than that. Mahomes trusts him more than that. So, no, I'm not surprised.
What are the odds
on, by
the way? Fourth-round
rookies a lot of times.
Let me look it up. Because Jody Fortson's not having five catches, but could he have one catch in the red zone for a 2-yard touchdown? I'm telling you.
It's never good enough. I'm probably only getting like 8-1 on it any time.
Yeah, if it's 8-1, it's not worth it. Anytime touchdown.
I need like
here
a 15-1.
Here we
12
go.
To 1,
what's your guess? I'm pulling
8-1. I'm guessing anytime touchdowns, they're never
touchdown
as good as
score. Show all over at FanDuel. I'm
can
scrolling.
Get,
I'm scrolling.
I was going to say, is he even on there?
Can you even get him?
He's not on here, guys. Jared Wiley is 23-1. Yeah, he can't. They don't even have him listed. Gonna have to wait. They're afraid. They're afraid to put it on the board, you know? They're afraid to put it on the board. They don't
afraid
know what to do.
They're afraid we're all gonna win money.
Somebody
tonight.
Named Bub Means has better. Who's Bub Means? Is that the
wide
backup
receiver,
for.
Damn it, you just guaranteed he scores a touchdown tonight five. Somehow. Who
is Bub Means? That's a real person? Mm-hmm. Bub
I don't know.
Means, I know Cedric Wilson Jr. only because he played at Boise State, but
Drew, this is
Bub
normally
means,
when you're like, he played Mac football at
that's Binkin,
whatever school.
Bub Means was he played college football for Tennessee, Louisiana Tech, and Pittsburgh. He's 23, he's 6'1", and yes, Cody, he plays wide receiver. I just never heard of anybody.
I knew he was a wide receiver, I didn't know
Bub
where he played
Bub Means, okay.
I would have thought for sure that was a fullback's
right.
name.
If he gets a touchdown, if he gets a touchdown tonight, you heard
me,
you know.
Bub.
Yeah, man, I'm going to it, like, because I know you went to FanDuel. I was like, I'll go check another site just to see. I can't get him on the other two sites I just checked either.
You're not surprised to hear that. Kareem Hunt, Travis Kelce.
But I can't get Bub Memes over there and Jared Wiley. Yeah. Or no touchdown score. Or someone named Adam Prentice.
That's a tight end.
You said no touchdown score?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Plus 9,000. Only 9-1. Rather bet on a Jared Wiley touchdown.
I'll be honest. You might if you're gonna bet Jared Wiley touchdown, you might as well throw some money on Harrison Butker kicking 8 field goals again.
Any quarter to be scoreless tonight is plus 270.